Hello, I'm John O'Donnell with Microsoft Dynamics Evangelism, and today I'm in St. Louis, Missouri with Mitchell Humphrey and here with Kim and Tom. So Kim, could you just introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Kim Schaefer. I'm the President and Chief Operating Officer of Mitchell Humphrey.
And Tom?
I'm Tom Wolpert. I'm Senior Vice President of Technology.
Okay, well, why do we start and give the audience a bit of a background on Mitchell Humphrey? How long have you guys been around? Some of the expertise of the company?
Okay. Mitchell Humphrey was founded in 1977. Our founder was a managing consulting partner at Peat Marwick, and he was sort of a visionary who saw a niche in the accounting software market. So he created a product that we still sell today called FMS2.
Okay.
In addition to that product, we have a governmental application that handles permitting, zoning, land use, those types of community development sorts of applications for local governments. And we acquired that product in 2002, and that was the product that sort of inspired us to develop the products that we're developing right now on CRM.
Okay, and well, that's a good segue. I mean, obviously, you've been showing me some of your product today running on CRM, and I guess maybe a question for you, Tom. You know, what drove the decision to start building out on CRM as opposed to doing a custom build?
Well, all of our applications are highly configurable. We don't like to say customizable because we don't usually do code for them. That kind of a product always requires a lot of infrastructure to make it work. Customizable databases, customizable tables, custom fields, the ability to change forms, that sort of thing.
Okay.
That kind of infrastructure is very expensive to build from the ground up. CRM offered us a platform that would give us the kind of infrastructure that we need for the kinds of applications that we build. In addition, it's got a lot of other higher level features that we find attractive for our kinds of applications. For example, CRM makes Windows workflow very accessible to a power user in terms of configuring how things work from a business process standpoint. And then there are things like service scheduling and things like that that'll be an integral part of some of our forthcoming products where we have the need to do things like schedule construction inspections and things of that nature.
Right.
So CRM offers us a lot of infrastructure as well as a lot of higher level functionality that we can use. If we don't have to build it, we can concentrate on the business problem and the kinds of things that appeal to our customers directly.
So you release your developers from doing a lot of the base building out the database, the interface, and let them focus on what is actually important to the client, which is meeting their business needs.
That's correct.
Well, certainly, before we move on, Mitchell Humphrey, obviously, are you selling across local markets or across the entire United States? Or
we sell to the entire United States,
okay. And
we sell to state government on down, so state government and local cities, counties, any types of agencies within the local government.
Right. So why do we start and get into some of the details around Fast Track Gov on the CRM platform? Because it's really two components. It's a portal, and then it's using CRM as the back end or for the internal users. So maybe just talk about the portal briefly.
Okay, well, one of the big drivers for our customers is improving the services that they provide to the citizens and doing it in a way that doesn't cost the jurisdiction a lot of money.
Okay.
So one of the big drivers here and one of the things that we do is we provide a public-facing portal so that individual citizens can go to the website, apply for a business license, apply for a parking permit or any other kind of thing that the government collects money for. They can apply for that directly. If there are approvals involved, it gets routed into the back office and into the CRM system where the approvals and inspections and things like that can be taken care of.
Right.
But the nice thing is that from the citizen and from the jurisdiction standpoint, it reduces the number of physical touches.
Okay.
All of these things that can be done over the web would normally require somebody to come into the office at City Hall or the county government building or whatever and do something in person. In a lot of cases, we can eliminate those trips or we can at least cut down on the number.
Right.
So it saves the citizen trouble and it saves a lot of work in the back office as well.
And certainly, can you talk a bit about the systems that you're potentially replacing? I think in some cases, you're almost replacing almost like a paper and pen system.
Yeah, Kim can probably address that better since she's been out there talking to our prospects.
Yeah, a lot of the prospects that we've been speaking with have have systems that are built on sometimes spreadsheets, sometimes note cards. So there are a lot of manual processes out there.
Okay. So by switching over to CRM, obviously you're going to help automate them and hopefully make them more, well, hopefully make them more efficient as time goes on.
Yeah, we'll put a lot of the things that used to be on paper or used to be in individual spreadsheets into a centralized database, places where all the departments who are involved in a particular process can get at the data centrally.
Okay.
Without having to run around and visit other departments or visit paper file cabinets or whatever. So there's a lot of advantages there in terms of making the back office processes more efficient and also meeting some of the requirements that are coming up now for government transparency and things like that.
Great. Well, it's always interesting to talk to companies like Mitchell Humphrey, where you've actually verticalized, you've taken CRM, which obviously we always call as a horizontal platform, and then you verticalize it for a particular sector. And you know, one of the things that you shared with me today was, which is interesting, is that you're obviously you're running in a software plus services model, where you're actually hosting the solution for your clients at a third party site. So you actually are using multi tenant features of CRM, and not just putting in physical one server per client. You actually are going to be using the multi tenant aspect of CRM.
Yes, we are providing this in software as a service. A lot of our customers find that kind of a model attractive, especially these days with lower government revenues. Again, Kim can address some of the things that our customers find attractive about the software as a service model.
Right. Well, it's kind of interesting when we first looked at this model, we felt that the smaller governments with smaller budgets might be the ones that would be interested. And we're finding that even the larger organizations that maybe have a bigger investment in their infrastructure are actually interested as well, because they don't have the staff to support another application. So software as a service is also very interesting to them.
So it means they don't have to actually physically deploy servers on their site and obviously have administrators running the systems at the same time.
Right.
Great. That's great to hear. Also wanted to capture, how was your experience out at Convergence? Because I believe you presented at Convergence out in...
New Orleans.
How could I forget? How did that go?
It was great. We took part in the Microsoft Public Sector On Demand community, which is the new Gov 2.0 that Microsoft is launching or has launched now. And we participated in a demonstration of our new FastTrack Gov product during that presentation that Microsoft did.
Right.
We got a lot of feedback from partners and also some of our prospects after the demonstration. So we felt that it was very beneficial to us.
So what's the plans for the near future? I mean, are there other areas that you're going to be moving into with this particular product?
Well, the initial phase of the product is something that we're releasing currently. We have a couple of customers who will be coming live within the next month or so. That covers business licenses, certain simple kinds of permits, basically any kind of activity that a government jurisdiction might collect fees for.
Right.
Later this year, third quarter, thereabouts, we should be releasing our next application in this series that will cover things like inspections, code enforcement, citizen complaint management, and things of that nature.
Right.
And from there, we'll be building out to a full line of community development applications like building permits, planning and zoning, land use, things of that nature.
Okay.
So, yes, we have a long series of products planned in the future that are going to be built on the same platform.
Excellent. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk to me today, and let's move on to the demonstration.
We're going to talk about two different processes today in regards to business licenses. The front end, which consists of the public-facing citizen portal where a citizen can apply for a business license. And the back-end solution, which consists of a licensing office taking action on the business license that has been submitted by the citizen. We are going to meet Nina. Nina owns several coffee shops within the city of my town, and she has decided that she'd like to open up a new coffee shop. Today, she is ready to finish the application process that she started earlier in the week by logging on to the citizen portal. Once logged into the citizen portal, Nina is presented with a variety of options by the City of My Town. She can apply for or review the status of a business license. She can apply for a garage sale permit, apply for an alcohol sales license, apply for a parking permit, apply for an alarm permit, submit a request for information, or report a problem. Nina chooses the appropriate link. When she chooses the link to review the business licenses that are currently active within the city of Mytown, she sees the application ID for those licenses, as well as the license type, the business those licenses are for, the business phone number, the status, and whether or not that particular license or application is a renewal. Today, Nina wants to go ahead and finish the application process for the Daily Grind, which is in an application status of pending application submission. In order to do so, Nina simply clicks on the application ID link, and once she does, the application that she's already partially filled out is pulled up. The application questions that are asked on the application are completely configurable by the city of Mytown, as well as the fees that are charged and the workflow processing that happens behind the scenes. Once Nina fills out all of the required information, she can either save the application, submit it to the city of Mytown for processing, cancel any changes she's just made, cancel the application, or print a copy of the application for her records. Nina's going to go ahead and submit the application to the city of Mytown for review. Once Nina submits the application, she can sit back and relax because that application has already been submitted and routed for approval within the city of Mytown's licensing office. While logged on to the citizen portal, Nina can also do a couple of other things. If she has questions on any of her applications at any point in time, she can simply click on the appropriate application ID and ask a new question to the city of Mytown about that application. She can also view existing communication that's already occurred with the city of Mytown's licensing office. Also, while logged into the citizen portal, Nina can pay for any type of application that might be in a pending payment status if the licensing office allows or the jurisdiction allows for internet payments. She does so by simply clicking on the application ID and hitting the submit button at the bottom of the screen. Once Nina has filled out all the information on the portal and has checked up on statuses of other licenses that she has active with the city of Mytown, she can go ahead and log out of the portal. Now we're going to meet Sam. Sam is an individual that works within the licensing office, and his job is to review applications that have been submitted for review to the licensing office. Every day, Sam logs into the FastTrack Gov solution and takes a look at his activity list. The activity list tells Sam items that need his action. He can see right here on this particular task that a business license has been submitted for review. Sam simply clicks on the task, and he can see that a new business license has been submitted for the Daily Grind. In order to review that application in its entirety, Sam simply clicks on the regarding link down at the bottom of the screen. Sam can see what type of application has been applied for, who the contact is on that application, and what business the application's for. If Sam would like to review the application that was filled out for this particular license, he can simply come over to the sidebar and click on Application Questions. He can see exactly how Nina filled out the application through the citizen portal. While conducting his review, if Sam has any questions, he can simply communicate to Nina directly through the citizen portal by choosing Messages to Applicant. After Sam has completed his review, he simply saves and closes the application and says that he's completed his task. From that point, automatically, the Microsoft Dynamics CRM workflow will automatically route that particular application on for further review, schedule any inspections that may be necessary, and after all approvals have taken place, the license can be paid for and issued to the citizen.